Hello, and welcome to Briefly by Today Then. Each Tuesday, we will bring you a short story of something that happened on this date in history. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and continue to tune in on the last Tuesday of the month for full episodes. Today is October 3rd, and on this date in 1992, an unforgettable performance took place on live television.
Fight the real enemy!
The voice you just heard was the voice of Sinead O'Connor, an Irish musician who moments before, during her performance on Saturday Night Live, tore up a picture of Pope John Paul II.
Of good over evil.
O'Connor was protesting the Catholic Church and their continued cover-up of child abuse. At the time, the public did not know or believe the extent of the church's role in these scandals. In a key moment of the song, which was a cover of Bob Marley's song War, O'Connor takes Marley's original lyrics.
And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, I've been toppled.
And replaces them with
the ignoble and unhappy regime which holds all of us through child abuse, yeah, child abuse, yeah, subhuman bondage has been toppled.
O'Connor had been raised in a Catholic-controlled education system, which in 2009 was exposed to have incredible, nauseating, and terrible crimes committed by the priests, nuns, and administrators of the schools. So while we may collectively remember her performance as a peculiar moment in music and culture, keep in mind that a 25-year-old woman, with the attention of the world for a very brief moment in time, knowing she would be criticized and possibly destroy her career, chose to use that time to shed light on a topic no other person would confront, an act of bravery and of selflessness that we can all learn from 25 years later. I'm Stephen Ressner, and this has been Briefly by Today Then.
Until there's no longer first class or second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, I've got to say war.